It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Renee Montaigne is off today. She's making some preparations for a trip to Afghanistan, which is coming in September, and we'll be hearing much, much more about that in the coming weeks. American school systems have been demanding help, and this week they may get it. Congress may pass a bill sending $10 billion to schools. The money is intended to save more than 130,000 education jobs. But the effect of that money is cloudier than it seems at first. To find out why, NPR's Larry Abramson looked beyond the proposal and into the complexities of the education system.
Final passage of the Education Jobs Bill would be a huge victory for teachers groups like the National Education Association, which has warned that as many as 300,000 teachers could face the axe. Here's an NEA ad from earlier this year.
Our teachers are being laid off, so our classrooms are more crowded than ever.
So Congress, who do I have to be
to get your attention?
Call Congress and tell them to pass the Education Jobs Fund.
Congress once considered spending $23 billion to save those jobs. The bill appeared to be dead, but sprang back to life last week when the Senate voted to move ahead with a $10 billion version. Some districts are already figuring out their share.
We think it would probably bring back over 3,000 positions.
Steve Wolmer with the New Jersey Education Association says that's about a third of all layoffs expected in his state. And in Broward County, Florida, Superintendent Jim Notter says without the federal rescue, he'd been looking at 1,200 layoffs. His calculator says he'll save
approximately 700 jobs.
Really? Okay, so that's a little over half of what you were looking at.
Yep.
But it's unclear whether the country ever really faced hundreds of thousands of teacher layoffs. Many of the districts we reached said they avoided or drastically reduced job cuts through wage freezes or other measures. Marguerite Rosa of the University of Washington says the total would have been moderate and included many non-teaching jobs.
Likely somewhere under 100,000 in terms of total education jobs. We know from the previous year the system lost about 80,000 jobs, which still puts it, you know, in the neighborhood of 1%.
And Rosa says you have to remember we're coming off of a boom in teacher hiring, so teacher-student staffing is still pretty strong. Fiscal conservatives like Neil McCluskey of the Cato Institute say we're due for a culling of the ranks because school budgets are too fat.
All the evidence is that we have far too many employees because we've increased employment at huge rates relative to enrollment and seen no increase in achievement.
Many in education would argue with that, and it is clear that some districts are already feeling the pain. Steve Wolmer of the New Jersey Education Association says the threat of hard times persuaded many of his teachers to give up pay increases.
Many of our locals did agree to wage freezes with the understanding that that would avoid layoffs, and yet they still got layoffs.
The U.S. Department of Education says the new money can be used to address wage cuts, but Steve Wolmer says that would require reopening contracts, something districts are unlikely to do. And some in Congress are worried about how states will spend the jobs money. Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett is concerned about how his state's Republican governor, Rick Perry, will use the funds.
Because only last year he took $3.2 billion that was intended to improve the quality of public education in Texas and utilized it for non-educational purposes.
Doggett is referring to a dispute over the use of stimulus dollars. Now he wants to require that Perry use this money for education and education alone. Governor Perry has threatened to sue over that. Like the stimulus, the jobs bill is a one-time infusion, and with state budgets facing years of drought, you may hear districts arguing for another jobs bill next year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.